Hello and welcome to the special market podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shweta Janand and today I have with me a very special guest, Gautam Shah, who is the founder and chief strategist at Goldilocks Premium Research. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Shah.
Thank you, Sajid. Thanks for having me.
Right. Well, the first question I want to put it across to you is that, what a month. I mean, November. Fresh record highs with Nifty rising above 13,000, while Sensex also inched closer to 45,000, well, all thanks to global liquidity. Well, the most important factor is it time to book a partial profit or stay put?
Well, I think the markets have run really hard. It's climbed the wall of worry. There have been so many issues which the market has been trying to deal in the last few months. Mm-hmm. But none of it has been able to really derail this uptrend which started off in the month of March.
True.
And I think while I do believe that the going is going to get better at levels of around 13,000, the risk overweight in the large caps, does not make so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say if one has to book profits, it has to be in the large cap stocks because,
okay,
many of them have run up 30, 40, 50% in a matter of a few months.
Right.
And I think the bigger opportunity is going to be in the mid caps and the small caps.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the bigger trade going forward for the next few months is going to be underweight large caps and overweight mid caps and small caps.
Right. And the Nifty Bank also surpassed the 30,000 mark, although yesterday, but it is still trading below the record highs of 32,000. So what should be the strategy now? Any important levels which one should watch out for?
Yes, I think the biggest contributor to the market rally in the last one and a half months,
mm-hmm,
and what we've seen is really a catch-up rally in the Bank Nifty, because if you remember in the months of May, June, July and August,
right,
this index did absolutely nothing, while the IT sector and stocks like Reliance, took the market higher.
Mm-hmm.
So sector rotation is a part and parcel of any bull market. Banks, I think around this level of 30,000, 30,500 are looking a little overbought.
Okay.
And if you look at many of the frontline banks, they're all trading at lifetime highs.
Okay.
So yes, there is a case to believe that the banks could take a breather and you could have the focus, moving back to the IT space and possibly Reliance Industries. So broadly, I think 28,000 to 30,500 is the range within which the Bank Nifty could trade for the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a good time to book profits there and move to other sectors.
Right. And the year 2020 has been nothing short of a roller coaster year for investors. So what are your expectations for the year 2021? Any target which you have in mind for Nifty 50?
Well, to be honest, when we started rallying in the month of April and May, from levels of 8,000, 8,500, the best we thought we could get to was 12,400, 12,500.
Mm-hmm.
But the ease with which the Nifty has taken out the February and March highs,
right,
I think is, something else. I mean, just tells you that this market has a lot of strength. You could blame liquidity for it, or there could be a lot of other factors. But I do believe that for the next 1 year, the target that we need to look at is on the mid-cap index, because there I feel the chances of the mid-cap index hitting 21,700, the lifetime high in the coming year,
okay,
is far greater. So one should not be focused so much on the Nifty. If at all 13,200 were to get crossed on a closing basis, you could see another 5 to 7% upside towards 14,000.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, the bigger gain is going to be in the mid-cap index.
Right, bigger gain is going to be in the mid-cap index. That's the point to note. Well, which pockets will do well in the next 12 months?
Well, since we've seen sector rotation in the last 6 months, there is always a phase wherein certain stocks do well. Now, as we stand at 13,000, I think there are pockets like IT and pharma which have gone through nice consolidation patches in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And I think IT remains in a structural bull trend which is here to stay for many months, maybe even many years.
Okay.
And I think this is clearly a much better opportunity, giving you margin of safety,
mm-hmm,
and exhibiting relative strength. So IT and pharma, I think, would be the best picks for the next few months. While the dark horse could be insurance, I think the entire sector is once again buzzing. And I see many of the top stocks doing exceedingly well, breaking out of bases that have been forming for many months. And the realty space, I think, is another dark horse, which I think could surprise in 2021. So these four pockets would be my favorites: IT, pharma, insurance and realty.
Right. Any top stock idea for the year 2021?
Well, I think we've been talking about HDFC Life as one of our favorites, not just for the next 1 year, but maybe for the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
So I think this stock could offer super normal returns, looking at the fundamentals and looking at the chart setup. In technology, I think we like Infosys and Wipro. I think both these stocks could give you 30 to 50% upside over the next 1 year, which is huge for a stock of this size.
Mm-hmm.
And in the pharma space, we like Biocon. I think Biocon could be the surprise winner over the next 6 to 12 months. So these three marquee names, or four marquee names, would be our best bet for the coming year.
Right. Well, thank you, Mr. Shah, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you so much.